So you like Geronimo Jackson, huh?
Yeah, they're all right. It's one of my dad's old shirts.
Dad has excellent taste.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. It's Delta Park Gets Lost, our extra special super show we do each week after we watch ABC's hit show, Lost. I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna.
Whew, that was a pretty good intro, don't you think?
Right I know. There? It was awfully energetic on your part.
Yeah.
So what are we at? Episode 3?
This is episode 3, season 3, and the show is called Further Instructions, and this is a Locke-centric episode. Good to see our friends back on the other side of the island again. I was having some Hurley withdrawals, to be quite honest with you.
I was having some Charlie withdrawals. I like
Charlie. Really?
Yeah, I like Charlie.
It was interesting. We'll get into this, but the whole Charlie is now sort of sticking it to Locke in this episode. And I thought he was a little bit over the top, but being kind of a prick. But
well, Locke did shun him from the whole tribe.
That is true.
Charlie had it rough for a little while there. Well, and I was thinking, you know, when we were watching this episode, before we get into the details of it, I was thinking, wow, this one would have made a good season opener.
You're right.
The way that they opened it with Locke basically lying on his back in the jungle, just like Jack was for season one of the pilot. And then you hear something in the bushes, which I was expecting to see Vincent.
Right.
And did Vincent leave, by the way? Did he go with Michael?
Crap, I don't remember.
Crap, I don't either.
I don't think so, because he wasn't, I don't think he would have been over there.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway, I thought this would have been a good season opener.
Yeah, and what a way to, like, then, you know, like, maybe at the end kind of show, oh, yeah, and remember those three that were over on the dock?
Yeah.
And they could have teased us with that.
That might have pissed off fans, too. Although That's I didn't true. Really feel like anything that I saw with Kate and Sawyer and Jack was really all that, you know, shocking or anything. So
hey, Boone's back.
Yeah, and a lot of people on the message boards are saying that he's hotter than ever.
He is so foxy with that longer hair.
I guess. I just thought it was funny because I just thought that I don't know if he was hotter than ever. He just hit his demeanor was different because before he was just kind of like a crappy lifeguard and kind of a, you know, he
in
wanted
love
really
with his
hard.
Sister.
Yeah, in love with his sister and wanted to impress Locke. So he was kind of annoying, and then now he was much more together. So
Locke gets in the sweat lodge, eats some dung beetles. I don't know what he eats, some sort of monkey poop peyote, and he has this vision and sees Boone.
Hi, John. It's good to see you again. What's that, John? You're sorry. That's okay. But I was the sacrifice the island demanded. Don't worry. You'll speak when you have something worth saying. I'm here to help you find your way again, so you can bring the family back together. Come on. I want to show you something.
So Locke can't talk. Did we mention that?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
so
like that.
Boone takes Locke to the Honolulu Convention Center. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the Sydney Airport or something.
And so he goes through and he's like pointing at people.
Because Boone says someone here is in danger and he needed to save them. And so he's pointing at Jin and Sun, and he says, no, Saeed's got that. And he points at Charlie and Claire, and he says, no, they're okay. For now. And Hurley says no.
Hurley's the ticket fine. Agent typing in the numbers. That was pretty funny stuff.
Right. And then Kate and Sawyer and Jack, and he says, no, you can't help them yet. And the TSA guy is Ben.
Henry Gale.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I was in the Internet Movie Database today, and they're still labeling him as Henry Gale.
Oh, well.
In there.
Maybe that's his character's name in the scripts and everything.
Oh, and then Desmond's there, and he's being the ladies' man.
He's helping himself.
So, basically, but his vision was spot on, correct, as far as, you know, where they were, who was together, and kind of what was going on, and that Echo was in trouble. So, the island really is speaking to him. And sort of the same thing with Echo last spring when his brother was telling him, this button's important. You need to go and get Locke to show you the question mark and all this, and we need to find out how important this is and keep pushing the button. And he was getting a sort of a message from the island. And so these two guys are, well, you know, comes back to the whole black and white thing and the whole mysticism of the island and right. listening to it. But
anyway, Locke's becoming Locke again, which is really nice.
Yeah, the hunter. So the whole thing is about him now. He has to clean up his mess because he basically locked Echo out of the room and screwed him over. And so he, when after they go fight the polar bears, he apologizes.
I'm sorry. Sorry I ever doubted you. Sorry I gave up on my faith in the island. I messed up. Now our people are captured, and if I'd just listened to you, if I'd just let you keep pushing the button, I could have gone with him, protected him, I could have saved him.
You can still protect them. Still safe.
I don't even know where they are.
You will find them. After all, you are a hunter, John.
You're a hunter, John.
Yes.
Yes. So evidently, even though he's in his polar bear stricken state, he's still getting messages from the island.
And how about that polar bear?
How about that polar bear?
That was a scary looking, mean polar bear.
Yeah, evidently ABC is putting a little more money into it than a stuffed animal this time. But he was still a little fakey looking in that.
Yeah,
cave.
He was. He was a little digital. But what are you going to do? You know, is he going to wrestle a real polar bear? No. I'm okay with it looking a little fake. Although I did kind of giggle. I was like, nice yeah. fake polar bear.
And the hairspray. That yeah. was pretty awesome. So I guess that Walt wasn't having a vision. I guess there really were polar bears there. Because remember before the whole thing was, you know, Walt was looking at his comic book. And there was polar bears. And then the next thing you know, he's being chased by polar bears.
Right.
So a lot of it was, oh, well, Walt can conjure things and stuff like that. And so a lot of people thought, well, maybe he, I don't know. So the whole thinking was he conjured that polar bear and then it was killed. Now we're kind of learning that, no, there were polar bears and Kate and Sawyer are in those
cages. In their old cages,
right now, so.
Yeah. Get eating their fish biscuits.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and so let's go back into Locke's flashback. So his flashback, we don't exactly know when it was. I think we're pretty certain it was after his other flashbacks.
Right. It was after Helen and after his father stole his kidney, we think, because he's very pissed off at his family still. In
yeah.
This,
so the whole thing
farm.
Is he's in with this communal family of these farmers. Hunter,
quote, unquote.
In with the farmers. And they're growing marijuana. And he inadvertently brings a cop in. And then, of course, we get into the more psychological stuff about why he was chosen.
So how about you just answer the question, Eddie?
Yeah. They chose you, John.
Why?
Because you hadn't been here long, didn't have a criminal record, and the psych profile said you would be amenable for coercion.
Amenable for coercion?
Hey. Lower the gun, John. Okay? This isn't personal.
What's not personal? Stop, stop.
I'm sorry, John, but you're not gonna shoot me. You're not a murderer. You're a good man. You're a farmer.
Nope. Not a farmer. I was a hunter.
A hunter.
Yes, so that's
Anna was pretty certain that he was going to shoot him.
I really was. Well, because he kept saying to Charlie on the island, don't come with me, bad things happen to people who come with me.
Well, yeah, everyone gets hurt when he goes somewhere. Echo's hurt now, Boone got killed, So then Charlie's going to evidently be eaten.
Well, I thought that was going to reflect the flashback. And so
I think the flashback was reflecting family.
Yeah.
So his family was bad. He went and found this new family. He had to do something, which he failed at, obviously, to help the family. And so now he's on the island and he's got to help the family.
Yeah.
It was also a nice comparison or a nice connection that he's been ridiculing Charlie all this time for being a heroin addict. And we find out in his past he was growing marijuana.
Right. So that is pretty kind of funny. Interesting. Part of a marijuana operation.
Yes.
And apparently enjoying it immensely.
No, he was just in there for the peaches.
No, I know. Yeah. Right, right.
Right.
Because he
right.
gets the munchies.
And he's a good man.
Yeah, so, which is interesting. That also made me think of the others. Of are they going to come back for him? Why don't you want me? Remember his discussion with Henry Gale?
Right. And I think they.
And Henry said he was coming for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So Desmond is Looney Tunes. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, well, somebody has to be Looney Tunes at one time or another on this island.
And there's some speculation going around about why he was naked and stuff, and we'll get into that. But here he explains to Hurley. Is that Hurley? Who's that large fellow there? Oh, yes, that's Hurley, about the failsafe and what happened.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, if you had this magic key the whole time, why didn't you, like, use it?
I didn't know what would happen.
So what did happen?
Well, the failsafe key must have detonated the electromagnetic anomaly, made the hatch implode.
But you didn't implode?
No.
You're not gonna, like, turn into the Hulk or something? So is that what made the blender noise and the sky turn purple?
I'm afraid I missed that, brother.
Right, you were fail-saving. Well, FYI, the whole island vibrated. And Kate and Jack and Sawyer saw it, too, right before they had bags pulled over their heads.
Don't worry. Locke's gonna go after them. He said so in his speech.
What? What speech? All he said was gonna save Echo and kill bears.
Right. Right, of course. Sorry,
I'm
just a bit shook up.
So, obviously, the speech comes up, but can Desmond see into the future?
Or was he in the future?
That's what we were thinking. Did he go into the future real quick?
I want to read this comment that I found on Pop Candy in the comments. Katie wrote over on Pop Candy, and she says, has anyone read the Time Traveler's Wife? I just read it, and something from that book reminded me of what could have happened to Desmond. In the book, the time traveler travels time when he doesn't mean or want to. When he travels, he arrives at his location naked. A lot of the times, it's when he's in trouble, kind of like the panic makes him travel to save himself from the situation. Could this be what happened to Desmond? That's why he says he woke up like this, naked, in the jungle. Maybe he also traveled and heard Locke's speech. Could he have been hiding then because he was still naked? Thanks, Katie.
I don't know if they'd rip something off from the time.
I don't know if they would, but it was awfully.
Wife.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And weirder things have happened on that island.
Well, I mean, they'll probably all be affected, Locke, Echo, and Desmond, from the explosion.
Right.
I'm
well,
sure,
why didn't they get hurt? I mean, they showed us that hatch, and it was like a crumpled little mess. And
right.
if they really truly
well,
got
Locke
blown
and Echo
into the
went
sky,
running for it, but Desmond, I thought, was done for.
Right.
Maybe he is going to be the only one who suffers. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever. So we have some new characters.
Yeah.
And we were really annoyed by them. And they have like a 2-second introduction to us at the very end of the show when Locke returns to the beach with Echo, and Hurley returns also to tell everybody that Kate and Jack and Sawyer have been kidnapped by the others. And these two other characters we haven't seen before come running up as Echo arrives, and it's Nikki and Paolo. And Nikki overacts it a bit.
You know,
and Paolo doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. I was telling Anna, it's kind of like, you know, you've got your group of friends, and then all of a sudden this new person comes in, and they try too hard to be your friend. It's like, oh, hey, oh, and then they like dropping names, like, oh, yeah, we should get Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack? And then she like starts ripping into Hurley for, well, when were you going to tell us this? It's like, he just walked back from
He just
there.
Arrived
what are you talking
on the
about?
Beach.
So let's play that. Oh, and then, well, let's just explain this before we play it. And then the speech that we've been hearing about is supposed to be so wonderful. And even Charlie after goes, some speech. Oh, that was wonderful. And it's like, I don't know.
Locke has three lines three and it's lines. Something that it's really
that
basic.
Anyone would say.
He won't.
Hey, John, Charlie.
What happened?
We got him.
Is he alive?
We need Jack.
Take him in.
Jack's not coming back. They've got him.
What? What are you talking about? Jack's gone?
I don't understand. Okay, when were you planning on telling us this, Hurley?
You mean they? Who's they?
They are the others. And yes, they've taken Jack. And Kate and Sawyer.
How? What happened?
Well, what about Sun and Jin and Saeed? Are they okay?
I don't know. I'm gonna find our friend. I don't know how yet, but I will. We're going to find them, all of them. And then we're going to bring them home. But first things first, we got to look after Mr. Echo. So Paolo and Nikki, bring towels and water. Claire, we got to clean them up, so bring all the first aid supplies you can find.
Not a bad speech.
And then the deja vu moment.
Yeah, also nothing that impressive.
Anyway.
Yeah, so.
At least Claire was there. And then he gives the speech to everybody, but where's Rose and Bernard? And
right, I know, that's what I thought of. Like, what about Rose and Bernard? I didn't get very much of them.
But hey, Locke's the leader of the tribe now. He got everything he wanted.
Yeah, he is the leader of the tribe.
Yeah.
So Paolo and Nikki, we're going to meet them eventually this season, but I just thought it was really funny. It was almost like Nikki was trying to prove herself to the actors. Almost like, I know that you've been on this show for two seasons and I'm new, but oh my God, I'm on Lost. Anyway, I was
well,
really
and Nikki,
annoyed.
If you're listening, we don't hate you. We just...
And Paolo, an actor from Brazil.
Yes. And you know, Lost is huge in Brazil. If anyone can speak Spanish out there, do a Spanish language Lost show. You'll be very popular.
Yes. We cannot speak it, unfortunately.
¿Cómo se llama? So, have you guys seen this thing?
Lost on ABC, brought to you by American Express. Card members can get access to exclusive content tomorrow online at abc.com/lost.
So, I'm not a card member, so I don't have access to that. Is anyone, if anyone has been in there and has seen that, I'm certain that there's nothing good in there.
Just like the game and all the other crap.
But if there is anything interesting in there, please call the line 1-206-20-DELTA and let us know what you find in there. Because we're interested. I know we've had some emails from people wondering what's in there. So if you know, let us know. But hey, we have a phone call from Glenn in Indiana.
Hi, Jason and Anna. This is Glenn calling from Indiana.
Hi, Glenn.
Love your Lost podcast.
Thanks, Glenn.
And I was just listening to this last one. And you mentioned Jin and Sun in the water, but I don't think that you mentioned exactly what they were saying to each other. If you play it again, and you might want to do that right now, you can listen. What Jin is saying is Marco, and Sun is saying Polo. And it's a really nice romantic moment that they had together. Just thought I should point that out for you.
Thanks,
guys. You're doing a great job. Bye.
Thanks, Glenn. And another thing, we had another email saying that, well, they didn't have to have a boat. The others to get on the other boat because Sun is on the boat, but Jin and Saeed are so far up in the brush that they could have just walked along the beach and gone.
But I was like, where do they come from?
How did they do that?
I'm so confused.
Is that
next week, we're back with the others, Kate and Jack and Sawyer.
Yeah,
and,
so...
And they're playing with Kate's brain.
It's called Every Man for Himself, and it looks like it might be a Sawyer episode, but I don't know. Sawyer finds out how serious his captors are in making sure he and Kate don't attempt to escape.
You love this guy?
What?
I said, do you love him?
Stop!
Do you love him? Do you love him?
Leave him alone!
You!
I love him, please.
Did she say unlove him?
I think she was coerced. She doesn't really love him. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep Morley down. I was a little distracted. So, hey, that is everything for this week. If we missed anything, be sure to give us a call at our feedback line or send me an email, hangry@gmail.com, and we'll get it in the show next week. But otherwise, we will catch you next time.
See you, Chris.
Oh. You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.